We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Nice snack, huh?
Welcome, valuable viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yearbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashton 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Amphion, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlondelSat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Salgum Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, en Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista.
In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor.
In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica, Tunal Cable Company.
In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia.
Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company.
In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company.
In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Unidos.
In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc.
In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia.
In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
En Costa Rica, en Teleran, Nuevo Arenal en La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A.
En Buriscal, Mora, en Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And en Zona Atlántica, Siquieres, Batán, en Pocora. Channel 59 on Cable Caribe.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión, in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano, and in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris, in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel, and in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable, in Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Daegang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City, in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City, in Tonokhok Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV.
In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Austria's National Day is celebrated. In Vez News, a festival rejoicing in the plant-based lifestyle is held at a prestigious American university. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 26th, is the birthday of the President of Bolivia, His Excellency Juan Evo Morales Ayma, born in Isayavi, Bolivia in 1959. Serving in office since 2006, His Excellency is Bolivia's first indigenous president. President Morales has shown a strong commitment to building prosperity in the South American country and ensuring the rights of all its people. In 2009, President Morales was named World Hero of Mother Earth by the United Nations General Assembly. An advocate of animal welfare as well as the environment, President Morales was co-recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Qinghai for Bolivia being the world's first country to ban wild and domestic animals in traveling circuses. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Juan Evo Morales Ayma, for your devotion to Bolivia, our animal co-inhabitants, and the earth. May heaven bless you with a wonderful birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. Since July, winter floods struck northwestern departments such as Sucre, leaving thousands of people stranded without food and threatened by waterborne illnesses.
Nos llegó el agua a los pechos aquí. El agua todo se ahogó, cama, cuarto, sala, todo en general.
Estamos muy tristes porque los niños están enfermando.
Supreme Master Television reports from Sucre, Colombia.
Estamos en Chaparral, en el departamento de Sucre, en Colombia, América del Sur. Más o menos 3.000 familias del casco urbano se han visto damnificadas y 5.000 familias de la zona rural se encuentran en igual situación. Es una situación muy difícil porque no tienen acceso a agua potable, porque sus cultivos, que es su medio de subsistencia, como yuca, ñame, algodón, han sido cubiertos totalmente por el agua.
Deeply concerned for the flood victims, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 on September 2nd and asked our nearest association members to please go and help the most vulnerable. This donation could acquire $76,000 in urgent materials if obtained in the United States based on Colombia's cost of living. After purchasing food supplies in Bolivar Department, including rice, beans, sugar, lentils, pasta, flour, and oil, our association's relief team traveled by boat to deliver the emergency packages to 920 families in need, along with SOS flyers explaining the vegan solution to stopping global warming-related disasters.
Y si estamos necesitando estos mercados, estamos supremamente agradecidos.
Gracias, maestra, por el alimento.
Estamos muy agradecidos con usted porque nos envió esta ayuda. Le mandamos muchos besos y abrazos.
Reportando para Supreme Master Television desde Chaparral, departamento de Sucre, Colombia.
We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support for the flood affected in Colombia, as well as the dedicated efforts of our association's relief team. With our prayers for the stabilization of the villagers' lives, may the day come soon that such calamities subside through humanity's kinder lifestyles.
Earthquakes rock the Philippines and Chile. In the early hours of Saturday, October 23rd, a 5.0 magnitude tremor struck 85 kilometers southeast of Hinatuan town in Mindanao's Surigao del Sur province. A second 5.1 magnitude temblor occurred the following day, this one shaking Surigao del Norte province and awakening residents of Butuan from their sleep.
In South America, Chile was rattled by a series of 6 earthquakes on Saturday. The strongest, measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale, occurred 25 kilometers southeast of Lebu in the Biobío region and was felt throughout Maule, Biobío, and Araucania. There were fortunately no reports of damage or casualties for any of the quakes. We thank heaven for the protection of the Philippine and Chilean people as we pray that our swift transition to gentler harmony with nature may alleviate such potential disasters as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United Nations adopts World Interfaith Harmony Week. United Nations General Assembly Members' Meeting on Wednesday, October 20th, adopted an initiative originally proposed by His Majesty King Abdullah of Jordan to designate the first week in February each year as World Interfaith Harmony Week. The new commemoration is intended to encourage understanding among the world's religions as a foundation for peace. In his original proposal, King Abdullah stated, "The fact is, humanity everywhere is bound together, not only by mutual interests, but by shared commandments to love God and neighbor, to love the good and neighbor. What we are proposing is a special week during which the world's people, in their own places of worship, could express the teachings of their own faith about tolerance, respect for the other, and peace. Our heartfelt thanks, Your Majesty and United Nations General Assembly members, for this new celebration of respect and brotherly love. Blessed be such noble values in supporting a vision of peace and understanding to be shared among people of all faiths."
Olaxi's great poet, Nguyen Yu, remembered the 190th anniversary of the passing of eminent Olaxi's or Vietnamese poet and scholar Nguyen Yu was recently commemorated. The son of a prime minister who went on to serve as a governing official himself, Mr. Nguyen Yu was known for spending time and listening to the wishes of the public. His poetic contributions were thus infused with a deep humanitarian spirit that was lauded by the World Peace Council.
One of his masterpieces, A New Heart-Rending Cry, more widely known as The Tale of Q, is a profound epic tale centered around a classic heroine figure that has been translated into many languages and was adapted to music by the legendary Olaxi's composer, Mr. Pham Zui. During a 1997 Mid-Autumn Festival celebration at our association's Los Angeles Center in California, USA, Mr. Pham Zui introduced his illustrations of The Tale of Q for the first time in the presence of Supreme Master Ching Hai, Olaxi's writers and artists, and our association members.
This is the greatest poetry of Vietnam. It's made about 300-400 years ago by Nguyen Yu. This book of poetry is the greatest of all time. I can say of all time because it's really, really beautiful. I don't know who can make such beautiful poetry.
In tribute to the 190th anniversary of his passing, we join in honoring the life of brilliant poet of Aulak, Nguyen Yu. May his timeless literary legacy continue to uplift and be cherished, as his soul rests serenely in heaven's eternal light.
High school student saves chicken from slaughter. Enrolled in a science class in Kansas, USA, where students were given a chicken to raise and then were required to slaughter and package it, 16-year-old Whitney Hillman lovingly cared for the baby chick she received and named Chicklet. However, on the day of the scheduled slaughter, she realized that killing the chicken would be wrong, so Whitney placed Chicklet in her purse and immediately took him home instead, then reported to the school officials. She explained, "Please don't judge me on my grounds of bad behavior, but on love and empathy for another living being. I have raised my chicken. I will not kill him." Whitney was issued an in-school suspension for leaving the school grounds, but was allowed to keep Chicklet, who now has the support of many vegetarian and animal rights groups, and even has his own online Facebook page with more than 1,000 friends. "We are touched and salute your compassion and courage, young Whitney Hillman. May you and the grateful Chicklet cherish one another's companionship as we look forward to a world where all beings are treated with love and respect."
For her brave actions on behalf of an innocent being, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring kind-hearted Whitney with the Shining World Heroine Award, along with veg treats for Chicklet. Save our planet. Further evidence of water and life on Mars. Recent analysis via satellite images of a meteorite crater near the enormous volcano Syrtis Major on the Martian surface have given scientists further indication of previous life there. U.S. researchers Dr. Joseph Mycoxie of the Planetary Science Institute in Arizona and Dr. Paul Niles of the NASA Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, found that minerals buried 4 miles below the planet's crust are rich in carbonates.
This suggests an atmosphere that was once rich in carbon dioxide, which besides water and warmth is considered a building block of life. Furthermore, new images from the European Space Agency's Mars Express have shown that areas surrounding the deep Melas Chasma Canyon, which is part of a huge 4,000-kilometer-long valley, exhibit many signs of former water flow. Among them are lighter-colored deposits of sulfate that may have come from a former lake, vast fan shapes at the valley sides which were possibly created by multiple large landslides, and flow textures that could have been deposited by mud, water ice, or liquid water.
Thank you all scientists involved in these intriguing new discoveries that point at former life on Mars. May the further insights about our neighboring planet help us appreciate and protect all life on the verdant Earth we call home.
During a January 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded how our understanding of the history of such places as Mars can assist us in being better stewards of our own ecosphere.
"They have discovered that Mars is all barren and uninhabitable. But they also discovered that long ago there was water there. Water means life supporting. What have happened to all these bodies of water? That is a very, very important question for us. So for Mars, we can learn to prevent such disaster that it might not ever happen to our planet. Don't forget that we have a very beautiful home here for us and for our children. So we have to protect this beautiful place we call Earth, because this is the home of not just us, but many other species and the environment, beautiful flora and fauna. All we do is just be vegan. Nothing else is really important anymore. Just be vegan. You can save the planet overnight, just like that."
Save our planet. Nonprofit Australian Conservation Foundation, or ACF, urges Environment Minister Tony Burke to help prioritize the return of water to the Murray-Darling Basin to save its wetlands and wildlife.
Save our planet. European coastal states and Iceland significantly reduce fishing quotas for blue whiting in an effort to protect the species from further decline due to overfishing.
Save our planet. Wildlife experts in Japan say that increased bear confrontation in the country stem from reduced food supply due to climate change as well as habitat destruction.
Save our planet. After requesting Latvian citizens' ideas on the best way to coexist with beavers that had begun consuming trees in the capital of Riga, city leaders announced plans to fence off the trees for their protection and to provide fresh wood for the beavers near their homes.
Hello, I'm Kani the Takahi, and I live naturally on a plant-based diet. Today, I have a frugal Halloween costume tip. Rather than purchasing an outfit, you can rent or make your own unique one with no longer used sheets or clothes from the closet. See how much fun the creative process can be. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and now the weather around the world.
In cultural news, today is Austria's National Day, celebrating its declaration of perpetual neutrality in 1955. Picturesque landscapes in this Central European country include the gorgeous Hallstatt-Dachstein, Salzkammergut Alpine region in the Eastern Alps. It is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Rich in musical heritage, Austria is the birthplace of the outstanding composers Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Joseph Haydn and Franz Schubert. Austria is also home of the world's first Loving Heart Hotel and vegan restaurant in the popular Lake Kolpein Resort. Loving Heart is a family of international eateries inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving vision of making delicious and affordable vegan fare available. We wish a very festive National Day to the kind citizens of Austria.
In education news, the Philippine government plans to replace school books with computers. The $70 computer which is being developed will end the need for students to carry heavy books to and from classes. It is envisioned that this move would also help improve the pupils' knowledge in science and technology. Our earnest thankfulness, Philippine government, for your commitment to your intelligent young generation. May all eager students have excellent learning opportunities for a joyful and bright future.
In Veg News, the 2010 DC Veg Fest was held at the prestigious George Washington University in the U.S. Capitol. It was organized by the Washington, D.C.-based Compassion Over Killing, a recipient of the Shining Well Compassion Award by Supreme Master Ching Hai. More than 5,000 visitors came to the event. Famous vegan chef Mr. Tal Ronan, who is widely known for having prepared cruelty-free meals for Miss Oprah Winfrey's 21-day vegan cleanse, Miss DC USA 2010 Mackenzie Green, and Miss Tracy McWhirter, author of By Any Greens Necessary, were some of the stellar guest speakers. Our association members distributed SOS flyers and other eco-friendly materials on a vegan solution to halt climate change. Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, were also featured. Bravo all organizers and participants of the 2010 DC Veg Fest. We pray more and more people adopt the diet of kindness to save our animal co-inhabitants and the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Swedish entitled Not Stopping.
Du har befunnit skyldig för att inte stanna vid rött ljus. Har du något att säga till ditt försvar?
Jo, jag har ofta stannat vid grönt ljus när jag inte behövt.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I can't explain my feeling at the time I saw your TV channel. This is a great work and job you're doing. I congratulate and appreciate that good lady, Supreme Master Ching Hai. I'm praying for your success. Abdullah from Pakistan.
Amiable Abdullah, it is wonderful to hear from you. Thank you for all your good wishes. May the beneficent Allah's light shine on you and the gracious people of Pakistan.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with heavenly inspiration and love. We'll see you next time.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, grand news for a regal world. In Veg News, the 2010 DC Veg Fest was held at the prestigious George Washington University in the U.S. Capitol. It was organized by the Washington, D.C.-based Compassion Over Killing, a recipient of the Shining Well Compassion Award by Supreme Master Ching Hai. More than 5,000 visitors came to the event. Famous vegan chef Mr. Tel Ronan, who is widely known for having prepared cruelty-free meals for Miss Oprah Winfrey's 21-day vegan cleanse, Miss DC USA 2010 Mackenzie Green, and Miss Tracy McWhirter, author of By Any Greens Necessary, were some of the stellar guest speakers. Our association members distributed SOS flyers and other eco-friendly materials on the vegan solution to halt climate change. Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, were also featured. Bravo all organizers and participants of the 2010 DC Veg Fest. We pray more and more people adopt the diet of kindness to save our animal co-inhabitants and the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water,
saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Swedish entitled Not Stopping.
Du har befunnit skyldig för att inte stanna vid rött ljus. Har du något att säga till ditt försvar?
Jo, jag har ofta stannat vid grönt ljus som jag inte behövt.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I can't explain my feeling at the time I saw your TV channel. This is a great work and job you are doing. I congratulate and appreciate that good lady, Supreme Master Ching Hai. I am praying for your success. Abdullah from Pakistan.
Amiable Abdullah, it is wonderful to hear from you. Thank you for all your good wishes. May the beneficent Allah's light shine on you and the gracious people of Pakistan.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with heavenly inspiration and love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
European Commissioner for Justice Viviane Reding promises additional resources to ensure that Europe's 10 to 12 million Roma are offered improved housing, education, and employment opportunities.
The Vietnam International Film Festival opens in Hanoi, Ha Lạc, or Vietnam, with feature films and documentaries presented from more than 25 countries across the globe.
Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, the longest-serving British leader in the 20th century, returns from a hospital stay due to the flu and is now recovering and improving at home.
Kuwait donates an additional 24 trucks of relief goods to Pakistan's Red Crescent Society, or PCRS, and pledge further consignments of tents, food packages, blankets, hygiene kits, and kitchen sets to help restore flood-affected people's lives.
At a Mediterranean conference in Greece, Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad appeals for assistance from the international community in making water available to Palestine, where less than 10% of Gazan residents have access to clean supplies.
U.S. scientists at Yale University find that new mothers who proclaim their baby's uniqueness and other special qualities are much more likely to experience brain development in areas linked to constructive motivation and behavior.
A high-speed rail line begins operating between Shanghai, China, and Hangzhou, the capital of the country's eastern Zhejiang province, with travel time reduced from 1.5 hours to just 45 minutes.
The world's first spaceport inaugurates the opening of its runway in New Mexico, USA, with a celebratory flypast of a Virgin aircraft carrying Spaceship Two, the craft that could be carrying passengers to space in as little as 18 months.
The state of Kerala, India, reserves 50% of the seats in local governing bodies for women, in recognition of their leadership contributions in politics and good governance.
Upon discovering that his would-be victim was homeless and living at a shelter, an armed robber in Pennsylvania, USA, returns everything he had been about to steal.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.